From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is using his first few months in the Senate to help President Donald Trump's agenda. Jason Rosenbaum reports from St. Louis. This is especially true when it comes to approving Trump's nominees.
Hawley supported the Senate changing its rules to speed up the confirmation of some presidential nominees, including lower court judges. He says Democrats have been way too aggressive in slowing down Trump's nominees. Some Democrats have said it's hypocritical to complain about obstructionism when Republicans blocked Merrick Garland's Supreme Court nomination. Hawley says he doesn't agree with the comparison.
I haven't been part of these old fights in the past, and as somebody who is new here and wants to get stuff done, it's a little discouraging to hear all of these old grudge matches resurfaced every time as an excuse to why we can't move forward.
Hawley is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which gets first crack at nominees to the federal bench. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Things may be looking up for Missouri taxpayers dreading a surprise bill as a result of withholding error by the Department of Revenue earlier this year. A bill passed by the House yesterday will allow individual taxpayers a 30-day interest-free grace period with no penalties for the remainder of the year on their outstanding balances. Representative Dean Dorman, the bill sponsor, says he hopes this bill will be a short-term fix to the state's present problem.
This bill is just about the problem we're facing today, which is concerning last year's tax credit.
April 15th is a deadline to file taxes. A collaboration between several state offices is garnering international attention for its work using geographical information systems, or GIS, to help first responders. KBIA Skylar Navarro has more.
As part of a collaboration with the State Emergency Management Agency and the Missouri Office of Administration, the Office of Geospatial Information develops in-depth maps using different types of information, such as weather and river gauges, to give first responders a look at what is going on in emergency situations. Tracy Schloss is the director of the Office of Geospatial Information. She says the attention is for the work they have done to help the State Emergency Management Agency, or SEMA.
The technology has matured enough that we can now start to support the first responders, and they can be boots on the ground, and they don't have to worry about building situational maps.
In July, the team will receive an award at the ESRI User Conference. Skylar Navarro, KBIA News.
Some conservative senators are balking over Governor Mike Parson's push to issue $350 million in bonds to repair 250 bridges. Senators debated the issue through early yesterday morning, and GOP leaders are prepared to only pursue bonding if Missouri snags federal funds for certain projects. Senator Bill Eigle has been one of the senators critical of going into debt to fix bridges. He says the state should do whatever it can to lower costly interest payments.
I think there is a huge desire to get something done on transportation. I don't think we're at the point where I can say that there is a deal in place or that we're even close to that point necessarily.
Senators could resume debate on how to pay for fixing bridges today. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.